Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, just call upon your presence, your anointing, your power, Lord, to quicken us in our hearts, in our spirit, Lord, that we may receive your message, that we may be able to connect with you, that we, Lord, may be able to hear and know that the truth set us free. In Jesus' name, amen. We have been talking about the love of God now for quite a while. And, you know, the Lord was telling me it's time to just change topic. Because there is a limit in which people actually receive a message. And I felt strongly that instead they needed something to activate what I was telling. Because the love of God is one of the most powerful thoughts, ideas, message in the gospel. It wasn't so available and clear before. But when Jesus came, was shared with us that and demonstrated that through his life, through his death, and through the result of his resurrection. So we had to, the power that he released for us is beyond our imagination. But there is a but. The but has to do with us in our ability to receive that power. Okay. And it's the problem cannot be resolved just by proper doctrines or theology. That is critical, that is important. I'm not decreasing the value of that. That definitely, without that, you can go off a tangent and get completely lost. But the issue is in an area that has to do with us. It has to do with the heart. Our heart is something which we don't often understand too much. There is not enough, I believe, teaching done on that topic, and I did it before, and I did it a number of times, and I felt that I had to go back into the topic. And so I started looking at it, and starting to work on it. I said, well, I have talked about everything about this stuff. You must be joking. You can never stop getting the Lord to give you new ideas, new scriptures, new things that need to be considered that are not new. They are just as old as the creation, but they're there and we need to understand. And the more we understand, the more able we are to receive. This is critical. So he gave me the message title that was Guard Your Heart with All Diligence. Because that's where the problem are. See, sometimes we be convinced by emotional messages that touch our heart to a degree. Sometimes we can be convinced by the logic of presentations that shows us the truth according to the scriptures that by itself should be enough to produce any result that we need. The point is, you know, we need to receive that truth. And sometimes that doesn't happen because our heart is not ready. Our heart is not prepared. And so we need to understand that. And so I'm going to start with that scripture, Proverbs 4:23, says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. See, this is really what is telling us, okay, that out of it, okay, the word there, the issues, actually is the outgoing of life. You know, the boundaries of the result that we get in our life are determined not by what God wants or by what God has planned for us, is by what our heart is going to allow. We have to understand that we are the bottleneck of the process. You can see people that even can know lots of theology, lots of ideas, lots of good basic truth, and not be able to manifest the reality of those truths. And we can say that this is truth for just about everybody, because we are all limited in our understanding of the truth. Our heart is something that needs to be developed. And that has to do everything with, even our salvation depend on our heart. The degree in which our salvation is going to be manifested or is going to be growing in us. The word says, to confess with your mouth and believe with what? Your heart. It doesn't say believe with your thinking. Not that doesn't say believe with your mind. It says believe with your heart, of which you have not much control, if you have to realize that. The Bible is very clear about that. And we have to really connect with the truth to be able to see how we are going to change things and we are going to keep moving faster and better as we get our heart fixed. And we cannot fix our heart ourselves. Only the Lord can do that. He is willing, wanting, and provided everything that we need for us to be able to actually receive everything He has done. But we receive sometimes very little of what He has done, even after we have been believers for a long time. Sometimes that is actually a contribution of actually not believing very much because, we are getting calloused about certain things. Now, I think we are going to really address these things. It's going to take more than a day because this is a big topic. When I started, I said, I told everything already. Now they're there to do. I haven't told anything. As soon as I start digging in, I found out there was so much stuff that I really never thought about it before. So, the heart is in something. It's not the stuff that's beating every time to move the blood. The heart in the Bible is actually, a seat of our affection, of our feelings, of our values, of our judgment and our desire. In all those things, they are a part of our soul. It's the deeper part of our soul that is connected with our spirit. When we understand that, and we understand that we don't have too much, sometimes we are not really aware of what's going on down there. Okay? And this is why, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 that I read before, it says, keep your heart with all diligence. See, because the heart can be affected and has been affected for the beginning of your life. And that's why it is sometimes difficult to get through, because it's kind of settled or kind of, set on certain things that actually are not in alignment with the word. And that's what becomes the hindrance for us. Sometimes we can agree with the word and all the other things, but our heart kind of not completely convinced. And that blocks God's power to manifest itself through us. Okay? So we have to protect, you know, one of the things that we have to do is, first of all, it says there, guard your heart or protect your heart, keep your heart. You know, means that there are things outside that are going to be influencing the world around us, bombard us with many ideas and things that and situations and that affect us emotionally, affect us at the core of us. Okay. Emotions are the word or the voice of our heart. Are not that our heart. Emotions go, come, change all the time. You can count on your emotion because there is no stability in them. Okay? But, okay, they are the result of what is inside you. I'm going to give you an example of that. You know, if you are emotionally stable and somebody tells you something that you don't like, it doesn't affect you too much. But when you are not too stable, you know, and somebody said, you know, something criticizes you, oh, you get offended, you get hurt, you get, you know, impossible. You know, that thing is going to keep you going for the day, maybe forever. That indication of, you know, the heart has not been able to cope with that input. Different people at different spiritual level are going to respond differently to the same stimuli, same situation. Now, if you start going by your feeling, by your reaction, by things, your life is all going to be messed up anyway. Okay? You have to control, keep guard, you know, take care of your heart so that you are not going to be swayed, influenced, and does things in the wrong way. You have to learn how to do that. And you don't learn to do that in the world. You don't learn to do that by mental exercises or psychological exercises. You don't learn to do that. And the only way to do that is actually to have start to develop spiritual strength, perception, and the ability to connect with God, to receive from Him, and be able to move in the proper spiritual way. Are you following me? Okay, praise the Lord. So I'm going to keep reading this, but we are going to get into different aspects. You know, can I remember, I checked it out yesterday. But, you know, if you do a search on heart in the Bible, there are more than, I think, about more than 1,500 scriptures on that. That tells a story that, I mean, if it comes up 1,500 times, you know, there, you know, salvation doesn't come up too many times. So, that shows that it's really a fundamental concept that we should grasp. But if you talk about many people, they come up with all the different ideas. And are they this idea scripture? No way. The only way you can get scriptural idea about the heart, you have to go in the scriptures and figure that out. Go through 1,500 scriptures to figure it out. Because there are so many, it's just so complex, the idea. So let me start someplace here and start bringing up some things that are very important to understand. Okay. Continuing from verse 23 of Proverbs, go to 24, says, put away you from you a deceitful mouth and put a perverse lips far from you. So you know, start to say, you know, first of all, control what you say and what you think. Okay? And that means don't go deceiving others, saying things that are contrary to the word of God, coming out with ideas that are really not scriptural. Okay? That you maybe have accepted or believe. Okay. Then goes on to 25, let your eyes look straight ahead. You know, he's giving us some kind of a guideline of things that we have to be careful about, to take care or to guard our heart. Okay, so let's start with the mouth and our thinking processes. Okay, then let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelid look right before you. So control of what you are focusing and looking at. I often say, you know, the idea that what you focus on, you give power. Okay. So you had to give power to the right thing. You had to focus on the right thing. If you focus, you know, if you are always reading newspapers, if you are always listening to the news, if you are always, you know, you're going to be completely messed up. You had to be focused on things that are going to be stabilize your inner being. And that's not what's going on in the world, because there is nothing stable about that. The thing that doesn't change is only one, the word. It's been from the beginning, and it's going to be forever. Not one thing is going to change on it. Okay? So, then goes on and says, so look what your goals are, look what you're looking at, look at what you focus on, you know. Then says, let your eyes, you know, look far ahead, okay, straight ahead. Verse 26, ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. So here he says, you know, ponder, think about it. Just think of what's going on. Think of where you're going. Think of what really, what path you're walking on, okay? Don't stay, you know, let your ways be established. Don't let your choices, when you choose the wrong thing, be in the right place. Just change, go back to the right things, okay? Do not turn from the right to the left. Remove your eyes from evil. That sounds pretty simple. We don't need to explain anything. Okay, so here is giving some beginning instruction on what to do to take charge, to control, to guard our heart. If you go around and you know, are taking everything that goes around, you know, listening and watching and doing, you're going to be affected by those things. And those things, you have not going to be any stabilizing factor in your life. You're going to have problems, no matter how much you do other things. So we have to understand what to do. And this is not, I mean, this is just the beginning. This is just, you know, a very simple way of saying, but understand what is in your heart is going to determine the issues, the outcome, the result of your life. That should be enough for us to care about it. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
We should be realizing what's going on, and we should start to recognize, start to understand what's happening at that level if we want to get anywhere, because it's not the superficial part that need to be addressed. It's not just the mental idea that, you know, people can brainwash you or whatever. You know, it's the deeper part that produces actually results. It's what happens to you. So you want to see your heart? I already gave you the answer. Look at your results. I don't care how much Bible you read. I don't care how much scripture you can quote to me. I don't care how many years you've been in the Lord. Look at your results. Do they line up with what the God, the Lord says they should be like? And if they do not, why? And you should ask yourself, why? Not ask God, but to yourself, what's going on with me that I'm not hearing properly and not you know, making the changes that should be taking place and getting the things that you said I should be getting. It's not God's problem. He is just there and he's giving to everyone liberally. That's what James says. And we have to believe, you see, to start with, my message here, if you're not a believer, you're wasting your time listening to me. Because I'm not going to go touch any other thing. I mean, the only solution for a believer is actually to connect with God. If you don't connect with God, you cannot get any supernatural result, any deep, changing result that are going to impact your life. You can't be actually saved if you don't connect with God. It's not mental exercise, it's not behavioral modification, it's not any of that stuff. That stuff has no power. But God has the power to change things in a twinkling of an eye. Because he's all powerful, and we've been talking about that. Okay, he's all capable and he's more than willing. So he's not the bottleneck, we are. Right? So we have to understand that. When we understand that and we start understanding how we can determine what is the bottleneck, what is the problem. I'm not saying who, because it's more complicated than that. Often it's not just one problem. I mean, we are complicated being. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So let me understand this, you know. In Proverbs 20, chapter 23, verse 7 says, For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You know, really there are some, you know, generally the second part of this verse nobody quotes, but important is just as important as the first part. Okay. What is actually telling us, okay, that what people say, what people communicate, what people do, you know, is not necessarily the what's going on inside them. They say what they think is convenient for the situation. So here he said, you know, says eat and drink, you know, sounds like he's friendly with you, but his heart is not with you. Okay, that means that he's not really trying to help you or trying to do you good or loving you or agaping you. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. So, as he thinks in his heart, so he sees. See, that's what determines who you are. What is in your heart? That is what, one of the words that you use in Greek, in Hebrew for the heart has to do with a gate. Okay. What is he thinks? Thinking with the heart. See, it's like a gate. What does a gate do? A gate let things in and out or block them from being able to get through. Okay? That's the function of the heart. The heart either let you accept ideas, thoughts, and things, and truth that even the world or anybody says, or blocks them out, even if they're right, they're just, or wrong, or whatever. The thing is, that should be the way you are able to deal with information and things that you are exposed to and pass, okay, a judgment on it. Well, that's what the art does. Pass judgment on things. Establish values. Determines what you want and what you don't want. If you think that's not good for me, you cut it off. And it doesn't matter how good that is, you are going to reject it. That's what a lot of people do about Christianity. They have been brainwashed against it, and you tell them the truth, you tell them what they can receive, they don't believe it. And the heart cut them off, they can't be anything, they cannot establish a relationship with God. Are you following what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. See, this is such an important thing for us to understand. What you think in your heart, so you are. So what you want to do, if you want to, you know, you want to be able to connect with the truth. You want to be able to connect with God in our heart. Okay. And the problem is that there is a problem. That we have a difficulty in really connecting with our heart. In Proverbs 20, verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep waters. See what happened, deep waters, you can't see what's going on there. Okay? And this is, but a man with understanding will draw it out. See, you have to be a man of understanding. I mean, he's talking about spiritual understanding here. It's meaning, you know, that you have to have the understanding to be able to connect, to be able to see, to be able to pull out what is inside there so that you can handle it and do something about it. Are you following what I'm saying? Say, not everybody. See, the natural man cannot get it. Just somebody that is a mental level cannot do it because they cannot, don't have the solution. The solution is deep, okay, to get the truth. I mean, the truth, capital T, okay? The truth about God, who knows God, to be able to receive and to be able to understand and to be able to see when there is a problem. You know, how is the problem going to be manifested? Well, how? The result that you get. See what I said before? The issues of life that come out of your heart are going to be manifested. It's going to point to you exactly the issues that you have to deal with. Do you think that to know something like that is important? It can make an enormous difference in your life because you start to know at least what you have to deal with. Okay? When you know what to deal with, then you have to know how you're going to deal with it. But, you know, not only the word that helps us to see what is wrong with it, and we're going to see how, but it's going to also tell us what to do with it. See, God created us. You believe that? Hope so. Okay. God created us. So he knows the way he made us. And so when he communicates to us, he's not going to tell us theory or hypothesis or other things. He's going to tell us exactly what you need to know. Because he made us in a certain way. He established some very precise, you know, accurate laws according to which everything functions. And he's going to, you know, if he's telling you what to do with to get some result, he's going to tell you what to do specifically. Praise the Lord. So, you know, remember this. See, we have to really, when we start connecting with the scriptures, understanding the way they work and understanding what they're trying to do, then we are going to be able to get some results. Okay. Here it is. The counsel of the heart of a man is like deep water. So, you know, that's why it's difficult sometimes to figure out what's going on there. Because why? There are many layers of stuff there, information, emotions, things, okay, that are interfering with our ability to see through desires that we have. I mean, if you want something really bad, you know, that affects all your thinking. That's why, you know, people that want love, they can never find it. Why? Because they are dealing with the wrong thing. What they had to find is love, is in love, God, and God is going to fill you with love. That's why I said, you know, it was time to close the topic about the loving relationship with the loving Father, but we need to actually understand how we are going to put that up in place, working for us, so that we can actually get results. So we start living in the love of God. So we start experiencing the love of God, that we can start giving the love of God through us so that we are changing the world around us. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. We need to understand those things are going to make a difference. Okay, the counsel of the man's heart, the counsel is the plan, the purpose, the view, the intention. This is what actually means the Hebrew word. Okay? It's like deep water, then that will, you know, you can see after a while, you can see anything down there. Okay, there's not even enough light. See, so the man of understanding is the one that somebody that has perception and wisdom. Okay, and only a spiritual man can have perception and wisdom. And a spiritual man is not, cannot be a spiritual man, somebody that is a natural man. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Okay, that's very clearly spread there. You know, only somebody that is born of God is going to be able to have that ability to be able to see, understand, discern. It's not, you know, something just psychological. But the fact is, the heart has an effect on our moral or spiritual dimension, or a psychological result in our physiological life. You can get sick because you have wrong thought going inside yourself. Okay? Most of the weakness or problem with the immune system comes because there is, you have a messed up emotions. Okay? Now, today, becoming normal. So, okay, so you think this topic is going to be interesting because it's getting, you know, deep, we are going to get deep inside the word to be able to do what is said there. Okay, so draw it out. Draw out the things we need to do. Draw out so that we can understand ourselves. You know, many of our motives, or the reason why we do things, don't even know it. But when we start understanding, we start to be able to take an action on the things we have to do. And you know, I see that believers or not believers are all the same if they don't get the understanding in that area. Praise the Lord, it's not a question of just not much time left here. All right. So here, the impact. Where is page 2? Okay. So, how you're going to figure out things? How you're going to do? How you're going to move there? Well, from what everything I said, you already know what I'm going to, where I'm going. I am going to, the only place is with God. That means, you know, that we cannot get. Ask him to, you know, there is the word, that the word is going to tell us stuff. It's going to tell us things. Okay. The only way to get spiritual wisdom is from God and his word, which is really the communication with us in general. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, everybody knows that scripture, but that is a critical thing that we need to understand. You know, the word of God is living and powerful. That means, you know, it's not just something that is static or, you know, not just, that fits exactly to the position and the thing, as everything that you need for everything that you may want or need to deal with. Okay. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and joint and marrow. Okay, so piercing, you know, I'm going to do the Greek word, but, you know, that means really reaching out, penetrating inside the problem. That's essentially what he's saying. Dividing, separating, dividing, discerning things. Okay. So, and says, and is the discerner of thoughts and intent of the heart. Intent of the heart. So, the word is able to discern, to separate, to clarify, to identify, to explain what? The thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, the thought is clear. So, evidently, the heart thinks. Don't you say? I mean, that's what is clear. If I start, if you deal with thought, that means something, you have to be thinking it. Okay. And it says there, an intent. So that are your motives. Why you do the things you do. See, sometimes the thought, sometimes we can even get it. But when it comes to the intent, we can find out lots of excuses. Okay, so the idea is that it helps us to see these things, the word. Okay. And there is no creature, verse 13, hidden in his sight. So there is, you know, don't think that you are a special case and you are not included there. Okay? No creature. So you are dealt with. You have your solution there. Okay? Okay, good. So, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Okay, the first part is, you know, that everything is open to the eyes of him. Okay, so no matter what, okay, it's not, when it's open to him, it's open to his word. So no matter what, it's going to be there. You are going to find the scripture, you are going to find the verses, you are going to find the ideas that you need. If you go there deep enough and spend enough time that you start understanding what you are reading. You start applying it to yourself. You see, that what they're saying, yes, is going to show us what's going on inside us. Okay? We are going to show both the thought and the intent, why we do certain things. Okay? And the thing is, what should motivate us is the fact that the final little hand of this verse says, you know, to him to whom we must give account. You see, what's going on in our heart, we have to give account for. Is it line up with him? Or is not line up with him? And he's in disagreement and he's rejecting the truth and he's rejecting his direction and rejecting his commandment. If you love me, you obey my commandment, Jesus said. So that's the reality. So if you don't obey his commandment, or if you don't do some of the things that are right, it's because there is a problem there in the relationship of love, because there is some love that is stronger than the love we have for him. If we know the scriptures. If we don't know the scripture, we are definitely are going to be messed up because we don't know anything anyway. Okay. Praise the Lord. Sounds interesting or sound boring? Good. I mean, we need to understand certain things to be able to, you know, it's not just a question of coming to church on Sunday. You can come to church on Sunday for all your life and get nowhere. Okay. You come one day and get the truth through your heart and changes your life. Has the power to change your life because God's power is there available to you. Hallelujah. He knows all creatures. That means you too. And he has the word for you, a scripture for you, a thought for you to help you to deal with some of the problems you have in your life. Doesn't matter how big or how small, because he's bigger than anything big, and he can go to smaller than anything that can be, because he thought about them all. So, and it's God, and I'm going to keep you another minute. Okay. I leave you a final message. Okay. God's desire is actually not to make you religious, but to change your heart. That's what he's after. God is after your heart. Now, there are so many places in the Bible, it talks about the heart, and this is why, because God is really interested in your heart. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart. Praise the Lord. That means it doesn't matter how messed up your heart is, he's giving you a brand new one. But he's not going to do it, boom, for everything. Okay? There is a participation you have to get in this process. So he's going to do a piece at a time. A thought at the time. A motive at the time. Or intent at the time. Okay? And put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk by my statutes. And he will keep my judgment and do them. I'm going to stop here. That's a good ending. That's a good landing for today. Okay. This is really God's plan. That was God's plan from the beginning. Okay. We messed it up. Adam messed it up, but that was the God plan from the beginning. Okay, and the idea is that wasn't this, plan B. They knew what was going to happen. It's not the problem. But the idea is that, this is still his intention. This is still what he's going to do. And the only thing that has to happen, you have to participate. You have to accept what he wants to do, the way he wants it to do it. And you have all the information available to you in the world. And you had to seek it. You had to want it. You had to seek it with all what?
All your heart.
Okay. You see how we fall back into the same thing all the time? Our God end up getting there all the time. Praise the Lord. I think we should close in prayer because we ran out of time. You think it's going to be a good series, Stephen?
Yes.
Don't you think it's going to make some changes? You know, you can talk about the love of God. If you cannot get the love of God in your heart, because your heart in some way is blocking it out, because it's there all over the place. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For your goodness. Your mercy.
Your mercy.
Your kindness toward us.
Your kindness towards us.
We just praise you and thank you.
We just praise you and thank you.
That you made it possible.
That you made it possible.
For us to break through.
For us to break through.
Our limitations.
Our limitations.
Our bondages.
Our bondages.
Our blindness.
Our blindness.
Our darkness.
Our darkness.
Our needs.
Our needs.
Because all our needs.
Because all our needs.
Can be met through you. And we praise you
and
thank you
that
you made it available
to us
so that we may receive, be transformed, and become like your Son.
Thank you, Jesus,
that you began it and the Father is going to bring to completion. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.